This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Two car bombs killed more than 40 people in Iraq today. North of Baghdad, near the town of Balad, six members of Iraq's Civil Defense Corps died when a vehicle exploded near some offices. Earlier in Baghdad, a crowd was waiting to sign up for the Iraqi army when a suicide bomber detonated explosives packed into an SUV. At least 35 people were killed and more than 100 wounded. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Soon after today's suicide bomber struck outside a recruiting station for the Iraqi army, the U.S. military arrived at the scene. Armored personnel carriers rumbled by the devastation of bodies and blood. Military helicopters circled overhead. Iraqi security forces arrived too, and Iraqi ambulances rushed scores of wounded people to hospitals. There have been at least 17 car bombs in Iraq this month, an average of one a day. These, plus roadside bombs, rockets, mortars, and shooting attacks, have killed nearly two dozen U.S. soldiers and almost five times as many Iraqis. Many more have been wounded. 30-year-old Kadim Abdul Hussein Hassan suffered shrapnel wounds to his chest in this morning's bombing at the military recruitment office. From his hospital bed, he wondered out loud what this implies for a sovereign Iraq. If the army is not protected, he asked, how will they protect my home? U.S. and Iraqi officials have frequently said they expect violence to increase ahead of Iraq formally gaining sovereignty at the end of this month. Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi repeated that message during a visit to the bomb site today. He said his government will fight back.
The government of Iraq is determined to go ahead and confronting the enemies, whether they are here in Iraq or whether they are anywhere else in the world. And we will bring them to justice, and justice will prevail.
Right now, though, it seems trouble prevails. Attacks on Iraq's oil pipelines yesterday forced a halt to the country's oil exports. Today, Iraq's oil minister Tamer Gadban laughed when asked how he will stop acts of sabotage on the oil infrastructure.
How can I? It's not my responsibility. It's government responsibility.
The oil ministry has 14,000 guards around the country, he said, and is paying tribes who live near pipelines to help protect them. He said the situation has forced the ministry to invest heavily in security.
But in reality, it is unfair to the Minister of War because this is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to explore, develop, and produce.
Security is so distracting other business that Baghdad's city council recently discussed whether imposing martial law would help the country. Iraq's interior minister, Fala al-Nakib, would have more authority to do that. Asked if he might at a news conference today, he first said it would be up to the prime minister. Pressed, he said, the government would, depending on the situation.
If we need to do it, yes, we would do it. We won't hesitate. This is the security of our country. This is the security and the life of our people.
To impose martial law, Iraq would need an effective army. Hassan Jassim Mohammed would like to be part of such a force. He was waiting in line to sign up at the recruitment center this morning. When the car bomb exploded, it blew off his shirt and gashed his head. He served in the old Iraqi army and wants to join the new for two reasons. For starters, the bank told him subsidies for ex-soldiers are ending.
They said, if I don't go back to the army, I won't get paid anymore. I have a family, and I have to pay rent. Also, I want to catch every single person doing the sabotage. God willing, all of them will die.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.